Welcome to the Local Exposure Time Machine. This month, we take a look back at some of our favorite interviews and stories around Greater Cincinnati.
These stories were handpicked by the LX team after many hours of deliberation. So we invite you now to join us.
Join us
inside the Local Exposure Time Machine.
Two, three.
The Marymount Theater stands in a prominent location in the center of town, and it is a destination for many visitors to the village. Here with more information about the Marymount Theater is WVXU's movie reviewer and our good friend, Mr. Larry Thomas.
With changing times and big changes in how movies are distributed, this practice fell by the wayside before the end of the 20th century. Of all the neighborhoods in Cincinnati, Marymount is one that has maintained its local movie theater. It started as a big single-screen theater, as did all of them. In the 1960s, the Marymount joined with the Hollywood in College Hill and the Western Hills in the Western Hills Plaza to form the Big Three. These theaters played the same films and were marketed primarily to the family-friendly audience. The specialty of the houses was Disney films. In the early 1970s, first-run movies started moving into the neighborhoods, and the Big Three followed suit. You could count on seeing upscale suburban films, such as The April Fool's starring Jack Lemmon and Catherine Deneuve, or Doris Day's final film with Six You Get Egg Roll. Of course, with the advent of multiplexes, this practice didn't last long, and the few neighborhood theaters that were surviving closed and were renovated into retail or demolished. However, the location of the Marymount Theater gave it more than the usual lease on life. It went through a variety of corporate owners, including the locally owned Mid-States Theaters. Initially, it was twinned, before closing for about 5 years in the 1990s. But the operators of Clifton's Esquire Theater took over the Marymount, gave it a facelift plus a third screen, and it now functions as a first-run neighborhood jewel. The theater has digital and 3D projection capabilities, parking is convenient, and there are restaurants nearby. And while some of the programming is different, such as the latest art and independent films, some of it stays the same. The Marymount also brings in the latest family films, such as Martin Scorsese's Hugo, which played in 3D. If you've ever heard anyone say that movies aren't what they used to be in the good old days, well, in Marymount, they pretty much are. It's a pleasure to have a neighborhood cinema that functions as an attraction for the entire community. Too bad such theaters couldn't survive in other areas.
Thank you for joining us on our journey in the Local Exposure Time Machine.
Join us next week for another trip into the void.
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 Void. Void.